as always, we will start with the Heart Sutra in English on page 2. And then after that, we will recite the Mandala offering, which begins on page 12. And then the Refuge Prayer, which begins on page 22. And we'll call them out for those of you who aren't familiar with the order of prayers. Thus I have heard. At one time, the Blessed One was flowing in the royal domain of Vulture Peak Mountain with a great gathering of monks and the great assembly of Bodhisattvas. At that time, the Lord was flowing in the aspects of the Dhamma called commentaries. At the same time, the Lord was flowing in the Bodhisattvas, looking at the practice of the profound professionalism, saw the lives found in their natural happiness. And through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of the lineage train who wishes to follow the practice of profound professionalism? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva answered the Venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five senses should be purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than the form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are empty, and have no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness, there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomenon. There is no quality of sight, and so on, no quality of mind, and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance, no loss of ignorance. And so on, in the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, and neither no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, Bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscuration, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three lands have relied upon their perfection of wisdom and have become true and true Buddhas with unsurpassable perfect and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calls for all suffering should be known as truth for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is the point. Shariputra, this is how Bodhisattva Mahasattva should train to profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, noble Avalokiteshvara, and he spoke well. Well done, O son of the lineage of this soul. O son of the lineage of this soul. Our perfection of wisdom is to practice just as you require, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One has said this, the Venerable Shariputra and Noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, both Lord of the Indian gods, humans, asuras, and devas, rejoice and praise the word of the Blessed One.
On page 12. Dear God.
Tadi jadi lagi contoh kalau cikhe jengi doa, kita zaman uji, ada yang kata kita tulis ni. Nanti dah ingat lagi, lalu nampak sangat ibu ayah main dia, cian dapat dia. Nampak tu tu cian yang dah kini kan tu, nampak sangat ibu ayah dia mana sangat ibu main sih dia, tak sangat dia kini. Tapi
Rumpasa will teach briefly on refuge. So refuge is the doorway to being a Buddhist. If you have a refuge in you, then you are a Buddhist. If you don't have a refuge, you are not a Buddhist.
Okay. That check you want to call you when Lama la chose the chance, Sanji la chose the chance, then he teach Lama the Sanji, didn't give it, Lama Sanji, and then not just Sanji, Sanji, don't you choose Sanji the chance. 那么说你就能去得了那你去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去得了去 탄 다지 바도 고아도 관주긴 그기기 유마인 바지라 인반되는 게지 라는 말도 뭐 이런 거지 내 잠바나 해 많이 봤어 그걸로 되게 아니 그 마바자니 그 드레이 마리 바디게 내는 끊다다 내지 니체 끊다데 다 돈안 거스로 빵도 그래 뭐 드레이 차디 대빵도 빵바 통원에는 오 가자지 바바 tibambi pangpa de thongu di, nan kui kanda de ngine kui kui tsandiri.
So when we take refuge, we take refuge in our teacher, and we take refuge in Buddha. And Lama and Buddha are same, because there have been no Buddha before a Lama. And our ultimate refuge is Dharma. And the actual Dharma is the noble truth of cessation and the noble truth of path. Path and the cessation, these are the two ultimate refuge. And with the cessation and with calling the path, one can eliminate all the obscurations. It's the obscuration that lands us into trouble. So with these two of the four noble truths, the last two on the cessation and the path, with these two, all the obscurations will be eliminated. Once these obscurations are eliminated, then you are a Sangha. You will be included among the Sangha when you take refuge. So Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. Sangha is once you get to the path of seeing, the third path.
No. 我觉得，哎，现在已经通了，现在的通就，通了，可能你大概那个价格也行呢。那通吧，你这他那如果你送的多，全是的慢的话，就你送的多，对，还有就是通吧，你全是是的多的，全是的好像便宜，他多那么多，你送的多，多贵嘛的。哎，那通了，把些嘛啦，现在的通就，那通吧，你送的多，那通吧，你送的多的，那第一年不得了，他至少我们的几个人呢。
啊，对对对，
对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对，对对对 It's
almost like one is a attained obscuration, the other one is the intrinsic kind of thing. Obscuration. When you get to the third level of the path, one of this thing, this attained obscuration is eliminated. And you kind of that the intrinsic part, till you get to the path of no knowing, it cannot be eliminated. So it will keep on reducing, but when you get to the path of no more learning, then that obscuration will be eliminated. Once this thing, that attained part of observation through a logic and through a meditation, it can be eliminated. Whereas the interesting part, it'll take till the Buddha time, till you reach the path of normal learning. And once you are able to eliminate the obscuration, that attain the obscuration, have become Ahab. In Tibetan we call it Phakpa. Phakpa means almost like a superior being. So they have
Chetapapa.
Yeah, Chetapapa. They are like an Arya, the same thing as like being superior. Being superior in the sense that now they have that wisdom that attained obscuration has been eliminated. And now they are included among the Sanghas.
Obscurations
to wisdom. Obscurations. Oh, crazy. Sharakuti vada.
Sharakuti vada.
Sharakuti vada. Nyeji the obscuration of affliction. Once you remove the
obscuration.
That's the afflictive excavation. Now that obscuration to wisdom, it can be entirely made only when you reach the path of normal learning. Yeah.
Sanchi Pachim, Genti Pachim, and the two, and then Gin Pan. Tan Pachi, Glanri, the Tambut, Nazum, to Nazi, to Tiko, Solo, Sabin, the little Editi, who then could Tan, then funded the Taro Nation, that Tambut, the Pachim, Tuma Pachi, when you buy Gulan, it goes alone, Gulan, the like Chindu, to the Sunje, soon, and the other, and the Sunje, the Goyroa, the Pancha, the Nagi Chandu. Yet the
As far as the obscurations are concerned, there's a grosser level of obscuration and then there are subtler levels. When you reach the path of this path of seeing, the third path, there are the gross levels of this thing. Obscurations are eliminated. After that, to the path of no learning, you have to eliminate the subtler levels of excavations. Among the subtler also, there are grosser and subtle, less subtle and lesser like that. It is a gradual process. The grosser ones you eliminate it and slowly you come to the subtlest level. When you have removed the subtlest level of excavation, then you have attained the Buddhahood. Now, the purpose of knowing all of this is that with the wisdom you gain, it gives you the condition that sorrow to be, sorrow can be brought to an end. The sufferings we go through have a cause, and their causes can be stopped, and that is through the wisdom you gain the condition.
Sangha,
when a monk in red robe, if you were respecting as a this is third refuge, Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, you will accrue as much of a good karma as you are paying respect to a real Sangha. But if the real Sangha is who has attained the third path of seeing, who has eliminated, who has who has eliminated the obscuration of affliction. So once you get to the path of seeing through there, I mean, from grosser to the subtle and subtle level, you keep eliminating all the obscurations one by one until you attain the state of Buddhahood. But why we pray to a regular monk as Sangha is because if you say sincerely respect them as a Sangha, you accrue as much benefit as you are respecting a real Sangha. Even though the real Sangha is who has attained the path of seeing is who has a direct realization of emptiness. When we go through that, after seeing this thing, after getting through the path of seeing, we get to the direct realization emptiness. Now to get to the Buddhahood, it has to be completed by the six parameters, like parameters of generosity. So this six, practicing of six parameters will make your practice of wisdom more effective, and your practice of love and compassion will be more effective by your practice of wisdom. So they make each other more effective. So as you practice, you have to practice the paramita and the wisdom aspect, and then you attain Buddhahood for sake of all the beings. So, it's the way to attain Buddhahood. You must do all good you can do, and you must avoid all the bad things you should be avoiding. And through this, gradually one attains Buddhahood. Now, if we talk about Mahayana, the practice of wisdom helps a lot in the practice of love and compassion. Through the love and compassion, you must extend your love and compassion to all the sentient beings, because there is no sentient being who has never been your father, mother, brother, sister, friend, or whatever. Some of them may be helpful this lifetime, but others have been helpful other lifetimes. Even in this life, without the help of so many people, I mean, the way we live, all the facilities we have, if one were to accumulate all the facilities by oneself, it is impossible to get all the facility by oneself without the help of any other being. So through this, when we the practice love and compassion, there should not be someone are near and some are like far away. Everything should be, one must generate love and compassion impartially.
Or
간단해서 내가 안 그래도 저를 신 토마 요 말이 타마니 그래 토마 미가지 느끼든 신마 저 진행 진행 아니 내가 진짜 뭐 되게 내가 진짜 파마니 땡기 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 파마지 땡기 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 진도 진은 원치되지 내가 파지에 놓는 내가 파지에 놓는 말 시야요 말 세계 통치 파지에 맞는 길어요 말이야 안 그래도 저 토마 말 번에 나기도 나기 내가 나기 니네 뭐 같이 안 그러지나 안 그래도 간다 되게 간다 되네요 Shawa thoma ndana ki mayin pa ji si yin pa zhan ki yon yama tambo ni kanda yin pari. Yin chati ra nini kanda yin de ku ngudon ka zhe zhan doa li tupu ka du na jaa li nini ki li kwe tanda ki nge tu yore ma to che ke nini ki kujo zhi nini de ma yin de ka tima doa li tu se ke thang ki se ten rin. Nini ngen du sun da jen du sun. Ngen du sun nyawa yada jen du sun. Den du sun da haa men hama sun. Ta nyawa yada jen du sun yo ma li yin haa men hama sun ka nani. ハマイダーの目が違うね。先生、目と順路、年度その順路で、で、考えの、パマ天狗とは、順路で、経験の、パマ天狗の目が、パマ天狗の目が、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先生、先
one must generate that love and compassion to every sentient being as your own mother. There is no being that has not been your mom in some lifetime. We are a sentient being since infinite times. So we have taken birth infinite number of times. We don't know how many times, and it's infinite. So every sentient being has been our mom many times. So as much as we love our mother of this lifetime, we must love every sentient being as our mother, every sentient being as our mother, as we love mother of this lifetime. Our generation of love and compassion should be totally impartial. Then you get into the path of Mahayana Buddhism, when you get to a stage where you get that, where you only generate that kind of love and impartial love and compassion for every sentient being.
我等到你时间长期让住长期时间当中让住长期时间当中马街能不能多是一股让你叫他们才觉得叫了你眼睛眼睛觉得了呢那这就马街就是真的哈是当今马街能不能多是等到你长期人呢让你呀就不能就打听那大家没去说等到你这不见了你这个门路时间长期怕没妈妈你才去了 那时间长期也就长期下来，那从我做完了，当年长期就是多多几年，长期忙着打针打的去打针。我真的也才丢了，长期不闲，现在的工人，阿拉之前他就马戏过去，那马的真是不去，那多的进长期不闲去，那马戏天天天在用，讲把跟个的呀，就他丢了，那这都可能人手怕去多多的进。
So every sentient being has been our mother, and we must remembering the health and the kindness of the mother of this lifetime, we must extend that kind of gratitude to all the sentient beings, and through that we generate love and compassion to all the sentient beings of all the six realms of the sentient beings in hell, a hungry ghost, an animal, and three higher realms of heaven, demigod, and the human realm. In all the six realms, all the sentient beings have been our mother, and We may not remember the gratitude of all the mother, but remembering, knowing the gratitude of the mother of this lifetime, we should generate love and compassion with the help of wisdom, and through this slowly we become Buddha.
โอ้แต่นักดีนั้นนั่นไงใช่ไหมตาเจ้าเนี่ยสร้างอันนี้ที่เดี๋ยวจะมาคิดเต็มๆเต็มๆยังจำไม่ได้ตัดต่อไปที่เช้าเช้าอันนั้นอันนั้นเจ้าเจ้าดูสิเจ้าเนี่ยนั่นที่เส้นเดียวที่ตาชิมูนั่นที่สายพันธุ์นั่นที่ที่เจ้าเดี๋ยวมาตัวนั่นชิมาเดี๋ยวคิดได้คิดได้สร้างตรงทุกอย่างมาแล้วตอนนั้นเนี่ยจะนำไปคิดดีเจ้าคิดเจ้าเดี๋ยวนั้นสร้างยี่สร้างนั่นตัวนั้นตัวนั้นนั่นเส้นเดียวตาชิมานี่เด้อชิมาเดี๋ยวตาชิมาเด้ chen chema dang ni chema de lewa ni chi chi gi wa jin ma le jian ba dong su jin song tong dong no ju su da de tu na tu ban su bi ke wo ji ke gu ge de an do ji jin de ya ta.
Generally we pay a lot of attention to the to this life, the livelihood, what I'll be in another 5 years, another what I will be another 10 years, like our job. We pay a lot of attention to this life, but in the practice of Dharma, one should be placing more importance of our future lifetimes. Future lifetimes are more important, so we should be paying a lot more attention on our future lifetimes. And to attain Buddhahood, we should be, during this lifetime, we should be practicing the six paramitas of generosity, etc. Generosity, ethics, endurance, patience, wisdom, and single-pointed concentration.
Oh, malu, tapi many ini je. Many itu dua sejati cukup nak nak jadi ni. Nanti dia kita dua sejati ni berfikir tiba jam berfikir nanti ni dua sejati ni ya. Kalau tu nanti ni ni sejati lagi tu ni akan jadi tu ni ni sekarang. Nanti dia tengah dia sendiri kuat dia dalam dalam dia tu kuat dia dalam cahaya dia dalam cahaya dia dalam cahaya dia ni. Sangat jadi pada kalau tengah dia jadi kuat dua sejati cuma jadi ni ni. Ini ni ni. さやさんじでね、去年でるけんじ怖じゃん。あの、すぐにどさんじ、ね、やつりけんどでじゃん。さんじとあり。え、去年でるけ怖じゃん。どでじゃん。で、ま、で、お、てんだりがんで、すけたんじ。せんでてたんさやつがぐりかんがぐりてにね、あ、てでじん、せんでるてんでがてじんでて、ちょっとパパじ。み、ていうさんにてんでてんでいとろがんで。こたぐりしてくれた。
Long long time back, there were two friends. One got into practice. He practiced throughout his life and attained Buddhahood. The other was more engaged with his own livelihood. So one who attained Buddha said to his friend that through my practice and through my patience and through his practice of six paramitas, he has attained Buddhahood, and you, through your laziness and your being astray, and now you are in the sphere of samsara.
अने दोगो तो चे तुम्हाने मातो तम मातो कौन है ना चिया नाने जिएं जन दोगो तो चे सांग तोंग ने सुस सुस या जाऊंगो तो ना सचिन तंजी रांडो तुम मैं बनो उन्होंने तो ना सचिन तंजी माइंग बैठी अने माइंग बैठ को डेंशिंग बैंग बैठी अने को डेंशिंग बैंग तंजी अने सचिन तंजी नो दुनिया देना चीनों दंगाया सांगी दो तो चे चीना चे मंदु सांगी अने रांगी सचिन ताचे तो चे दो सचिन अने
The We all can attain Buddhahood, but we have to practice. And as we get up early in the morning, we must generate the love and compassion. We must tell ourselves that every being has been our mother, and they have been very grateful to us. And we must generate love and compassion to all the sentient beings. Even if I attain the path of seeing, where I'll be free from all the suffering, but that's not good enough. I must be of service to all my mother who are suffering in the six different realms. So it's through practice, slowly, every one of us can attain Buddhahood. There are many people who are born as ordinary beings, and that even these days there are people who, ordinary beings, who through their practice, who have attained Buddhahood in one lifetime. We can also attain Buddhahood through practice. And in our daily life, when you come across people who are kind of little nasty, and if you don't develop a tolerance or patience towards them, and you start fighting with them, I mean, such things should be, at that time you need to generate that feeling that he has been my mother at some other lifetime, he has been very helpful, he has been very, very helpful to me. Is the time when you have to practice your love and compassion. Love and compassion by on your own, in your own house maybe, but in your real world, in when you're at your workplace or in any community where there you have to interact with people, at that time you should be generating this thing, practicing generosity, your tolerance, etc.
Thank you.
singa di chondo ki teni e ta dhoji namatan chen teni oon dhubo di cheni hain nesun dunye ni jihi ta tere chubi nipa lama kunjo suna yoba thoni an tere ishi ki tiba tenbu chen nang shi nao zi nian dhubo di chi yaan dhubo di shundu yinu nang adil di ten di chida paka bari yisari yinba dhan adu khala kuku bari dhudan adu traba re gomba nang dhan chen dhan dhan jitin nang dhan nang di dunia di jenis itu, tadi kahiy akan jenis itu kahiy jenis itu jenis itu mampu yang ni itu tuan lagi sendiri.
For the practice of dharma, some people become monks, and then they practice, but it's not necessary to become a monk. The main thing is to generate love and compassion for every being, especially when you are faced with unfavorable circumstances. So with practice, even if you don't become Buddha, you will be born in a favorable rebirth as a human being where you may meet Dharma again. Whereas if you don't practice, you may be born in the three lower realms of hell, hungry ghosts, and animal and where there's a lot of suffering. So you must remember all the sufferings, because if you remember the suffering, you want to avoid the suffering. And if you to avoid the suffering, you must take refuge in Buddha, Dharma and Sangha, because the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha can protect you from being born in the lower realm. Once you generate an intense faith in the three dwells, then you have generated refuge. In Thelas Monastery, there are practitioners who have attained very high level of realization in one lifetime. There are many who have attained very, very high levels of realization. It's something we can, every one of us can do it if we really put our mind to it. Now we will have a discussion, debate, or whatever.
We will disperse for good, and then we'll come back.
We discuss about Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. Please think about Buddha, Dharma and Sangha and the practices one should go through, and generating love and compassion. And he's ready for questions. If you have any questions.
What are you going to do? Do what? See that what are you going to do?
Any questions? Any questions? Sakha Jyotala Kinyaa
ke saa kadi daa dawaa yoo. Kinyaa de lo saa yaa maa thoo koon
gunto
bire. Chiribaa de dekaan gun bire. Yoo na saa yaa kaa maa de, etas naa saa taa koon before, any bhoomi yaa kaa. Kulo de paa
single pointed concentration, karma, abiding, equanimity, you can achieve before any bhumi, any ground, whatever. Oh,
ཁྱི
All the senses being the same, that nobody wants suffering, everybody wants happiness, and the equanimity has to be generated through such reasoning, and that can be generated before any, before achieving any level of bhumi.
Maybe make your question more specific so that he can calculate.
Yeah, sure. We haven't seen it. We look probably noticed all
of it. Some of us have seen the movie, but you know, maybe you could be more specific.
Oh, okay. So, on the level where you have already overcome all your obstacles, is your understanding of reality or is it how to
ཁྱི ཕྱད མམ གསྲ 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 ကိုမခေါ်ရောင်းမင်းချွတ်မှတော့မင်းဖတ်ဆွေးရှာတဲ့တော်လို့ကတန်တုံးပါနေတဲ့တော့တောင်ပတ်တဲ့တော့ကတော့ရောင်းမင်းချွတ်တဲ့တော့ကငါတို့ဖော်ပါနေခြင်းနဲ့တင်းနေတော့သူ့ရှင်မှာဖတ်ဆွေးရှာတော့ဆွေးရှာတော့ဖတ်ဆွေးရှာတဲ့ရောင်းလို့ကတန်တဲ့ဆွေးရှာတယ်မှာတော့လောဟောင်းဒီကမှာမရပါဟောင်းနဲ့ဆွေးရှာမိုင်းပခုံးငွင်းစစ်တော်နေဟောင်းလို့ပြောတာ မစာမင်ပ်ခုံးလုဟာနာရှိကြီးခုံးတနကုံးာကြီးရေကတော့ဒါဒီမှာမပတ်ဆုံးရနေခုံးဟာနာရှိခုံးငွေတူပါမင်းပါရင်းဆွေးရှာမစတတူရင်းချင်းတင်ကျုံးစနေတော့လင်ပတ်မတဲ့တင်းတင်းပဲလောဟာနာရှိကြီးရောမာရီကကြည့်တဲ့လောဟာဒီခေါလာမပြပါတော့ငွေတူပါနေချဟောတော့
Those who have not seen, those who have not realized anything else, for them, every of the groups, like self-established, self-created, is like like a person is coming to you, that kind of thing. I mean, it's self-created, self-proclaimed. I mean, just some real solid concrete kind of a thing is projected on all the entities. Whereas when you see the power of seeing, you see, start to see the dependent origination of the entities. That entity is not independent. It is dependent on a lot of different factors, a lot of different things. Because of those, all the different conditions and different factors coming together, that came into being, which we perceive as something concrete, but in reality, it is not. Our teacher gave the example of his cup, that his cup appears like it is by itself, is independent, it is that kind of thing. But if the one who has realized emptiness, he will see entirely different. He will see all the factors, all the things that have gone into it. This accumulation of so many different conditions and so many factors that gave rise to that. So it is the Dekab is a dependent originated entity, not an independent self-established entity. Now, here, as far as this one is concerned, this one, the emptiness, explaining the emptiness is concerned, very, very difficult. One of our teachers told us that it's like a dumb man, a dumb person, he has tasted some food, which has a very, very special taste. He knows the taste himself, but somebody asks what the taste is like. Since I'm dumb, I cannot speak, so it's difficult to say how to explain the taste. I can sense it, I can feel it because I ate it, but I can speak. It's almost like that. But as far as power seeing is concerned, if we really want to get a feeling of it, the only thing is one should be on the path. Practice. Otherwise.
So, is the path of seeing for when you're seeing all objects, is it similar to the story? I forget who it was where they were walking down the street and they saw the family with the dog and they were eating the fish.
We discussed the idea.
Yeah, so is it similar to that? So you could see like all the things leading up to the cup.
No, that's different. There's a clairvoyance. Clairvoyance you can achieve without attending any bhumi. Clairvoyance is a different kind of practice. You can practice it by itself without going through all that. Well, the emotion a lot. Emotion a lot, then
tōwa kā kē kō mā rā.
Nē kē kē?
Nū shīn kē.
Nū shīn kē?
Nū shīn kā shē tāndā, kē kā kē tāndā kā shē lā, nū shīn kā pō tā kā shē.
Nē kō tāng tāng bā rā ndō shī. Nū
shīn
mū nē tā mū shī tā mā tā mā tā mā tā mā tā mā tā mā tā
mā
tā mā tā mā tā mā tā mā tā mā tā mā tā mā tā Chichi nandu chichi ni atoba ya sa sa tambo rima ya ni puno lo kono tega na ruen rubi rwa. Kuya atendu suja rwa.
But, yeah, as our teacher says, as you practice the love of compassion and as you on the path of practice, slowly the clairvoyance is a call to the mind. You get clearer and clearer and clearer. And clear all the six clairvoyance of seeing, hearing, smell, taste, and sensation, all clear voices.
Mm-hmm.
It gets clearer and clearer in time and space. In time means, like at initial level, you may see 1 week front and 1 week behind. With more practice, you may see 10 years behind, 10 years ahead. Maybe with more practice, you may see 1,000 years and 1,000 years behind. And with more practice, you may see millions of years ahead and behind. Same thing with space. Once you may see only about 2 miles around you, and slowly you will see the whole universe, then maybe beyond the universe.
Yeah, see, the picture of the chair, the one,
Yeah. It's somewhat like that. It's not as you perceive, it's more of a projection.
Tēdē pā, kumāna vāndana jī, tēdē tsēyādē, tēdē gūn, āgu tān, mā gūnā ngā nindabā tīm kī, tīki tīki kī nā yāpū yārīs. Tak kuma nama la pando pali gro wa
tak wa
du se na le gro na le de ti ka de kya de te te ya ta se ta ya bu ye de shi na de ten thu de ji ka mo gro na ma si le mo ni ya ya ni ti ti ji na ka mo ye de shi
okay like we had some here thought out and we had some discussion and then once we get home try to remember what we learned, and then there'll be, if there's some doubt, come back with the doubt. So he will clarify, he'll explain. If you have any doubt on whatever subject. Any questions?
Talking about how the description that all of the God's grace is removed in the
could see all paths in future lives, and you could also see the karmic path of all sentient beings, right?
Yes.
Right.
Okay, on the night vision light. Can you
translate
that
for? Don't you want to know the technique so we can do it? But that is because he was telling me about how to develop insight. But that and this is slightly different.
Yeah, it's different. But that he agreed that this is what he meant.
That's what
he meant. So what do you have to do with insight?
Well, concentration. When you're doing your concentration, you do the jhanas, and when you get to the end of the jhanas, then you work on insight.
Yeah.
And once you work on insight,
yeah,
then you obtain liberation.
Yeah.
So, but the last, those are the, that's the, instead of the Eightfold Path, that's the Tenth Path. And the Eightfold Path only goes to concentration, but the Tenfold Path goes to, puts in the last two remaining, so the subtle insight and the liberation is required.
You don't need that.
What
he's telling that to you, but you don't need.
What is the question?
You don't need the question.
Does he have any advice on how to obtain insight from concentration?
Which is
done in reverse order and also in forward order, but those are just enfolded ideas. They're not really known to be actually called insurance. So I'm just wondering if he knows, if someone's asking a question like, how do you obtain insight? What would be, in the most simplest question, is how to obtain insight after concentration has been experienced.
Okay. Shinen top time. Tonga pa ni topos.
Shinen to tani.
Oh.
Tonga to ni shinen to ni lo ten ten to. Tonga to ni to ni ma shun tu.
Ma tonga ka ni to ko tonga to.
Tonga.
Oh, ka ni ten.
Tonga ni ko to ni to lo ko ni. Tonga ma de shin ga. Tonga ni
ten. Tonga ya ta ka to.
Tonga ma de an lo shin da ten ke ga do. Mo shinen to ta ni. Tiji tonga pa ti ma na ton do wa.
Ma de ka ni to ko ti.
Pa ti ma na. Pachimana to den den de la taro ni chin den de ko ta san ji de ji chen de den de to to ko ta san ko den de ko ta thong de taro den de ko ta de thong pachimana de ne ne ji na de na ko te pwan de den de ko ta de den de guna de ge de den den de guna de den den de ta de den ne to mo su mo bu ji go ni pwan de ra de pwan ha ge de ro ta pwan de de den ne to mo go ni Gumana, go gushy, go gurin chenan, tama jinti pajimana thing in the day. To the jinti pajimana de gitten, tama de nana jinti, me but Samem was the one, Sanji states ago.
Close
to the Namanga's career, sir. Namanga's career. For Nanit, and then he loved Susalo, the
gentleman,
he judged Jogurta. Condemn. Susalo de gitten, don't need to. Don't talk to us.
Oh, and just all the
study to worry. Don't need to. You don't need to. Tuni pasti ada tuan dengan dia, kau orang itu bantu dia, bantu dia orang itu bantu dia. Mereka semua mungkin tu, korang orang situ bantu dia. Anda lor lambatkan lor, orang macam tu orang itu, cara tu tu kena tu korang tanggung tu ni ini lagi macam siapa sahaja orang macam siapa kau malu apa, anda sendiri. Tapi mohon tu tu kan cara tu tu kan tanggung ni korang si
Independent originated. Now, to develop insight, the insight, number one is you have to do a lot of study. You have to learn a lot, because when you meditate, if you have to have the knowledge how to, because this insight development takes a lot of logic, reasoning, etc. You have to reason out, you have to keep on thinking. You have to dig deep into the actual causes of obscuration, the misconceptions. So for that you need knowledge. So study, and you have to keep on thinking. And with time, gradually, the obscuration will be lifted. Now, in the beginning, the obscuration, the grosser level will be limited. The grosser level, when you emptiness, when you realize, in the beginning, the realization is through your own reasoning. Based on reason, you see a little emptiness, kind of emptiness. Then with time, without having to reason, you will realize and we will see the emptiness, empty nature of the things. Mm-hmm. And then it has also its own level of gross, subtle, and subtle, and subtle. Mm-hmm. So with more practice, you have to traverse the path.
You know, it's when you go mabuhi and uraya, and the hound is a tambuhi, and the imbaji handuwa. This Tamil is not a question. You can do any action and really good one.
You have a long beard, like you appear as if you had this since very, very long, but you were a little baby at one time and slowly you came to what you are now. So everything is like that. Yeah.
Long way to participate in the wrong. Thank you all. तो जो कहाँ मैंने मेरे सर्द दिन आ रहे हैं मतलब मार्ग खोल रहे हैं मालवा तो हाँ उन्हें रॉन्ग मैंने कुनो की टू ना की थी मैं सोचेगी हाँ ये मरे
नथिंग इन सेल्फ एस्टैब्लिश नथिंग इन सेल्फ ओरिजिनेटेड एवरीथिंग हैज कम टू बीइंग डिपेंडेंट ऑन अ लॉट ऑफ कॉसेस एंड कंडीशंस टी थोड़ा तेरे सब
कौन
Now, when you really come to understand that it is not actually as it appears to I, at that point of time you have some realization of emptiness. This piece of turtle cloth looks like one piece of cloth, but if you look closely, there are so many cloth pieces together. So our perception from here and the perception when you look closely is very different.
Thank you.
So right now there's a lot of war going on in Israel. So I'm just wondering,
Ale. And then my game of the Melipan and the sister at Jiffing, then on the Katakon Kaborua. And could cook on your jig, the cook, Patrick, the Jiggy cheeses on the Pachet, then figure, do the ginger, I give you a mother.
It's very difficult. What do you can do from here? But the causes of those all the fights, how to eliminate all the fights is by transforming the mind. The mind of those people fighting has to be transformed, and that takes time, transformation. Now, those who have realized all sentient beings as one's own mother, for them, if you hurt them, they will not retaliate. Now those who don't know that, they'll retaliate, and then that cycle of retaliation will continue, and a small fight will snowball into a bigger war. So transformation of the mind is the key. Otherwise, from here, it's very difficult for you to do anything.
So he asked me what practice he should do.
He also said, these two groups right now, they are riding on the emotional afflictions,
yeah.
East side emotions.
That's
right. Yeah. So the only way, if you are a bodhisattva with such a compassionate, you won't do that kind of attack me. That's what he's saying.
So the jungle is getting marked in the jungle. She goes and she gets pain with the mind, but the body can do to be enough. No, the two bottom room. Yes, it means.
If somebody can do everything for some other being, then we need not do anything, because Lord Buddha is all compassionate. So here he could have done everything that can be done of us. So that is not the case. Everybody must practice on
their own. Thank you, Mike. Chanchi Sambha, that is running with you. Yen, you. Rani, Yen, Tachavadin. Yen, Yen, the Dugan, Nisirova. Kuya San, Yen, the 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 Yen,
Well, like when Lord Buddha teaches, there are so many different people, so many different dialects, different languages.
He doesn't need an interpreter because everybody here in their own language. And all he said that Buddha and all the bodhisattvas, they attain high level realization because for them, others are more important than they themselves. Like Lord Buddha will consider the other beings more important than he himself.
So I'll pick up on this question.
Yeah.
So there are some people, Yeshua, who think you should be an activist, that you should go out in the world and do whatever you can to make the world more peaceful. And there are organizations of people that go out and try to make peace and to mediate and do things like that. And there are people, individuals, who try to do these things. And then there are those who think that if you really want peace in the world, you have to start with yourself, and so you should sit on your cushion until you have great realizations, and then you can be of more benefit to some other beings. So, is it best for us to sit on our cushion and gain great realization, or is there also room for us to go out in the world and be activists and try to create peace in the world by working with other people? If two bodies are very, very realistic, and if you can join a very effective organization and go to them and make them realize if they are realistic, then it's okay. If you can affect some changes.
I'm a psychologist in a mental health center, and Monday I heard that somebody that I saw one time a year and a half ago, and that was seen by a psychiatrist recently in our clinic, may have killed himself. And this morning I saw confirmation in the paper. He walked in the river and drowned himself, and they found his body. I want to review my practice of praying for people who have died. And so far, I've done it a number of times, 49 days. But I also learned, I think from you, that it's okay to do it the day before the seventh day. Like he did it on Monday, so I would do it Sunday and seven times. And so I do, the puja. I do a puja, and I have some prayers that I found to get the Buddha and Bodhisattvas to attend to him. He has no protector. So I just want to review that and see if there's anything else that that he recommends. I do that because I just want to.
So question is,
is that okay? Clarifying. You practice, what did you think? Is that okay? Can you share anything else?
Oh, what about? Okay.
yula nātāṁ tāpa dhūpa nāpa tūtulpa sāzāsī na sūsā pāmādhuri dhāja pēngpēng dhāja yobu yobu chū nāpa tāpa kērēni vērē nāchū sēngi sā tērā chīnā tā chūnā chī yendē rēs tā ngē kūrbā chīcī na kūngā tī chī 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 mūgā sā nā tāpa nā mēsā ngā yāpa chī rēsī mō tāndā māyīng bēchī kū dīng kū nā rāng khatā chīn chē gurī līkā tū chī tūndū vērē
all your prayer all this all are very 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 good On top of that, all your patients, you have to try to treat them like your own sister, your own mother. That is the biggest of religious activity, religious practice you can do. You treat all your patients as your own mother.
Number one.
Without any expectation. You should not be harboring in your deep down that, oh, I may be called a good this thing or good that thing or a major promotion or whatever. No, nothing. We all, you treat them as your own mother and do what best we can without expecting any reward thereof. That is the highest of religious practice, is that?
I ask you for a question.
Yeah. Your teacher is a lot. Is that?
Good.
It's good, it's good.
Tell me, now you make one thing and I would not know that you're a little
Sometimes you go to a hospital, and this thing, and it's almost like it's amount of stealing. Well, you are supposed to take care of the person, but if you don't really take care of the person, then that's not very good. But like, if you can treat your patients like your own mother of this lifetime, then it's a real good practice. And that should be impartial. Like if you treat your own brother and sister in a good way, I mean, that may not amount to a good practice because there's a level of attachment there. But whereas if you treat every being as your own mother, then that is the highest of religious practices, love and compassion. Like if you are, there are people who are in the, like in hospital, they are now, so they are there for 8 hours, and if they don't do a good job, they don't really have, like they have stolen away 8 hours of pay. If the 8 hours of your work, now if without thinking of regulations, without thinking of bosses seeing you, whether you are doing a good job or not, irrespective of all these things, if you, with a very, very pure intention,
with love and compassion, if you help your patient, then you are doing a real good religious practice. At the same time, you are earning money for yourself. And both things are coming together.
This
thief is not somebody who goes like this thief. If you appear for 8 hours, you have to be working naturally for 8 hours. But if you don't work naturally for 8 hours, then in fact you are stealing. Stealing doesn't mean that you look around and nobody sees and then steal.
Yeah, working without feeling, that's stealing.
Yeah.
Pure feeling. Then if you work, the image of the work is not a real. You're stealing money from that boss or that person, that company.
So in my one I was doing some really awkward stuff, so I felt really good. But then the next day I had a dream and I gave up to my and from my dream I actually passed out. So that means like but the only thing is in my dream but then like what does that mean?
Indication.
So Nilam Narwa. Dreams are like the coming of the impressions left on the mind. It has not such a big significance.
Retreat
is meant for like away from the hustles of the life, and you stay in solitude without much of a disturbance so that you can concentrate on generation of love and compassion and realization of emptiness.
Bodhicitta or the complete understanding of the trying to work on the compassion and the emptiness, the wisdom part. Unless if you don't have those mind in those two kind of practice, then if you're in the retreat, you are not free. It's just stay away from some of the biggest stuff.
Sorry, what in your translation of what you're saying?
What the teacher said was, some people to attain Buddhahood, to practice the path, they become monks. But to practice, you don't have to be monk as a layman, also you can practice. Ani, Kela. Kela, the Kisuna, Taba, Chene, in your making your life, is it major Taba, if I am a little? Ani, Kela.
Now,
beginner monk has its own benefits because then you don't have to be entangled in the family affair, etc. So you are away from you are less distracted. So you have more time to practice.
So once you become a monk, you take the novice vows, your practice becomes more effective. Because with the vows, you have to abide by the pleasures you have taken for.
Some real practitioners, like they are very impartial. So some ordinary being look at it, he's not as good with family as with other people. He's very good with all people, but he's not as good. But he's actually being impartial. He's being equally good to every being. He's being a real practitioner. So some real person will appear as if he is slightly different, off like.
If you take sides, then you are not really practicing in any manner.
And the meaning is in the area, sitting down with my name or pie and came on the making, then that he was not there is.
That's the reason why he gave us a teaching on why every sentient being has been our mother many times. Based on there, your love compassion, as you said, that in whatever activity, always be kind.
For
him, it doesn't matter. He can stay for another 10 hours.